Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, good sir. How are you?
Good morning, Rafael. Very well, thank you. How are you today?
Good. I'm always waiting for you to say, is it unbelievably well?
Oh, unbelievably. I forgot my role. Oh, no. That's happened before.
Anyways, not everybody's doing well. An attack has come up in Hong Kong. We almost forgot this rolling protest on the go.
Yeah, 4 months of protests, and yeah, you kind of forget on our side of the world, as it were, that this is going on pretty much all the time. It sort of swells up huge numbers, often at weekends, and then swells, you know, goes down again, shrinks again. But this is perhaps changing the kind of climate a little bit in Hong Kong. The leader of one of the largest pro-democracy groups, so one of the key protest leaders, Jimmy Sham, has been beaten up in the street. He's been pictured lying in the street, covered in blood, was taken to hospital ultimately. He's okay. He's alive, I believe, and doing okay, but still a nasty beating he took. And you can draw up a conspiracy theory at this stage, if you like. Why not? I think everyone is. That there was five blokes with masks on in a gang who set upon him. Now, did they set upon him specifically? Who were they? Were they sent by somebody? Who would have sent them?
Right.
You know, you can dot the I and cross the T at that point. But maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. The fact is that there is a great deal of unrest. There's, frankly, chaotic unrest at times in Hong Kong, whilst all the time it still performs as an industrial and business centre extraordinarily well. Sure. And yet all through its streets you have this pandemonium going on. It's a worry, though, because they're still concerned about, you know, a full Chinese crackdown, etc.
Correct. And of course the flow of money moving a little bit further away to some extent. Talk to us about the war on drugs in Mexico.
Yeah, a little bit of a change here because of a couple of incidents that have happened. So Mexico is deploying, I mean, they've done this before, but at this stage they're deploying a number of soldiers, an army helicopter and armed police to various areas, two in particular, after, well, 13 police officers were killed in a western area of Mexico, Michoacán State. 13 police officers shot dead. In your country, in my country, that would be a really big deal. Now, it's a big deal in Mexico, but somehow it's also a part of the fabric. Right. It's thought they were killed by a drugs cartel. At the same time, it seems separately and unlinked, and a different drugs cartel were involved in a gunfight in another western Mexican state of Guerrero, where 14 armed civilians and a soldier died in that gunfight. So 27 people killed directly in bloodshed caused by drugs cartels. As I said, it's not sure if the two were linked, but the Mexican president says his tough policies on drug crime will pay dividends, and he is going to keep this military crackdown wherever he can. But it just feels like it's so ingrained. How does Mexico shake that off? It's a really tough task, isn't it?
Hectic. The Lebanese wildfires are on the go.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be the first country I think of. If you think of wildfires, bushfires, whatever, maybe your neck of the woods,
yep, DRC.
France, Spain, California, Australia. But Lebanon, they have a problem. They've got the worst wildfires in several decades, and they're asking for international help, frankly. Firefighters and specialist aircraft in Lebanon, they have them because they've had wildfires before, but these have so built up. It's been a very long, hot, dry summer, and inevitably you throw in forests in the western mountains in Lebanon where everything has gone extremely dry. Strong winds are blowing. I mean, it's the classic recipe, isn't it, for uncontrollable bushfires. So officials say that more than 100 fires have broken out in these western mountains in Lebanon in the space of 24 hours, and many of them are still burning out of control, and that's why they need help. They haven't got the equipment or the manpower. And obviously at this stage they're extremely worried about the fires encroaching on towns as well.
Of course. I was about to ask about the populated areas. Of course, you know, the foliage is very important. I was just curious whether there was any risk to human life.
I don't believe that, not yet.
Okay.
I mean, obviously there's risk to the firefighters who are doing it, but I believe not yet. But, you know, when fires are burning out of control, they spread quickly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist, for that perspective.